to the Internet Advisor. Once again, your hosts, Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and Ed Rudell.
And once again, welcome. Hi, my name is Foster Brown, the co-host of the program, along with Mr. Gary Baker down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Gary, how you doing down there?
I'm doing well. There's a professional volleyball tournament on the beach, and I've never seen so many tall people speaking so many different languages.
Wow.
It's been fun. Lots of people down here watching volleyball.
We also have Mr. Ed Rudell behind the dials here. Thank you, Ed, for being here.
Always great to be here, Foster and Gary. Thank you.
Actually, they're slide faders. They're no longer dials. You can tell how long I've been in broadcasting. Kasten Thomas, thank you so much for joining us again.
It's fantabulous to be here.
We're going to be talking with him particularly in a second hour about some security issues. But for right now, as a matter of fact, he's part of the headlines at MI Tech News. But right now, Gary, I want to hand it right back to you because we've got some very special guests from Baker University who are with us right now.
Well, it is a university, but it's because there's other Baker universities. They continue to go by the name of Baker College, but it's one of the largest. And I have Richard Bush, who is the dean of the College of IT, on. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity to come on today.
Great. And also, I'll bring on Nikki Perkins, who is the Director of Career Services, right away. Nikki, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on and talking a little bit about some really neat things that are going on at Baker College. But before we get into that, Richard, could you tell us a little bit about Baker College? Because while I'm on the IT Advisory Council, and when I went on it, I was amazed at the size of Baker College and some of the degree programs and what you have to offer. So tell us a little bit about Baker College.
Well, sure. We're a 100-plus-year institution that spans the entire state of Michigan. We have 9 campuses, one of those being an online campus, but we have campuses throughout the state of Michigan that deliver programs in information technology, computer programming, cyber defense, business, accounting and finance, marketing. Our health sciences college delivers programs in nursing, occupational therapy, PT, physical therapy, medical assisting, and education, which provides for our secondary and early childhood education programs. And more. I could go on forever, but I don't think you want me to list the 100 and some programs that we have.
But, Richard,
about 13,000 students throughout the state of Michigan and beyond.
I'm always amazed when Baker College, the framework in my head is, community college. But really, you're in a whole bunch of different communities out there. And the event you're going to talk to us about is kind of interesting, too, because it's an online event.
Correct. An opportunity for employers and our students to come together to actively pursue connections and hopefully gainful employment for the students and an opportunity for employers to fill some critical positions.
Yeah. Nikki, is this how often have you Baker done this kind of thing before?
This is actually our 5th annual virtual career fair, and it's going to be held on Thursday, March 22nd. So it's been highly attended by both employers and our students and alumni. So I'm really excited.
That's wonderful.
And, you know, Foster, we have a link up on our site so that people can go to our site and find it very easily, or they could go directly to Baker College site.
Right. We're going to make sure that people get in touch with that. Nikki, I'm kind of surprised in some ways that for filling important positions, I guess that employers would use virtual world to do that in. But I guess nowadays that's the way it makes perfect sense.
You know, that's a great point, and it really does. And I still do get employers that ask me, you know, how can a virtual career fair really benefit me? And it can really help save them time and money because they don't have to, you know, bring trinkets. They don't have to send personnel physically to a fair. They can talk to candidates from the comfort of their office or their home.
Wow.
And the same applies to the candidates as well. They don't necessarily have to, you know, purchase a suit and all of that or drive into a fair, pay for parking. They can also attend the fair from the comfort of their own location. And it's a great opportunity for the both on the employer and the candidate side to even get to know maybe each other a little bit more before the fair, because it is online.
Yeah.
Our students and alumni can actually go and research all 82 employers that we have registered
Wow.
so far right now. And same on the employer side. The employers can actually go out and start reaching out to our students and alumni who have already registered for the fair and say, hey, why don't you stop by my virtual booth on the day of the fair and let's chat. The entire goal is to lead to face-to-face interviews and
yes,
hopefully
yes.
internships and employment.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's amazing to me, Nikki, is that while, you know, we have a lot of universities in the state, I'm continually amazed at the quality of the students that come out of Baker College. And the fact is that they're not asking for the very, very high dollars sometimes that maybe a graduate from the University of Michigan is. And they're just as well trained.
Very well trained. Yes, we definitely have very high quality graduates. They have a lot of talent and a lot of experience levels behind them as well. So definitely it's a great opportunity for employers, whether you're looking for that brand new internship student or that brand new student, or maybe you're looking for even more a seasoned employee here in Michigan as well as all over the United States. That's one of my favorite things about this fair as well, is it really serves all of the Baker students and alumni and also our employers here in Michigan.
Well, you know,
around
Nikki,
the U.S. and beyond.
We're going to, and Dean Bush, we're going to have to use this as kind of an hors d'oeuvre for a much longer conversation that we will certainly have maybe in a couple weeks as we get closer to the date. But all the links that will take you there to find out more information are on our homepage at internetadvisor.net. Thank you very much, Dean Bush, for being with us, and Nikki Perkins as well. Back in just a moment, Gary, with more guests.